was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls the string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings as the night falls in. On a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Mr. Greg, Republic Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Folks, make sure you go to resurrecttherepublic.com and click on that PayPal and show us, send us some love. We have right now, who happens to be a friend and really a great guy to kick it back and forth with, John Mesmer. He's my computer guy, and we're redoing the whole site. It's going to be awesome. John, can you tell the folks what they're going to expect to see when it's relaunched?
You're going to see an absolutely transformed site, and it's going to be very clean, very attractive, very user friendly, very secure, and easy to use. So, yeah, it's going to have very easy navigation to follow, all the information that's there now, but laid out in a highly organized manner. So, yeah, it's going to be fantastic. I'm already getting into it, and I'm very excited about it. So I can't wait to have a final deliverable for everybody.
So am I. I'm really excited about it. And when we have that complete, we're going to be launching our store, the RTR store. We're going to be doing T-shirts of some of the memes that you guys see me posting out, that a lot of you guys have asked me, will you make a T-shirt out of this? And, I'm finally going to do it. I'm going to, haven't been about generating revenue. I've been about, sharing our research and our information. And, and when it comes down to it, I'd rather offer somebody something for the money that they support us with. So, that's how we're going to...
Exactly. And Tom, I think your audience would just totally agree and be very supportive of the fact that, generating some revenue to support the show and the program is perfectly warranted, and it's a worthy effort.
I've seen how a lot of these other sites have gone and how Alex Jones went, and with the selling all these products. And I think that sometimes it distracts from the information. So I kind of held back. I held back for a couple years and allowed some momentum to build up. Thousands of subscribers we have now.
I can tell you that the website, as far as it goes, is not going to have a bunch of pop-up banners and all that kind of stuff. It's going to be extremely user-friendly and very classy.
Yes. And I really, to his credit, I really appreciate that very much. We have Lori, I think she finally got in. Is Lori in with us?
Hi, everyone.
There she is.
I've missed everyone. How's everyone tonight?
I don't know if you caught that social justice warrior who was harassing the Trump supporter. But
oh my God, I did get the ability to catch that one, and I was just going, you've got to be kidding me. Don't you notice that a lot of these quote-unquote social justice warriors, they love to start the crap, but when somebody stands up to them, they start really freaking out once they play the victim.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
How dare you? How dare you follow me and take pictures of my
right,
cat?
And my thing is this. Sweetheart, if you're just that little 5 foot nothing and you're nothing but 102 pounds, why are you going to start crap with a big man anyway?
Right. Good point.
Right? She
you know, if you're so scared of it.
Towards the end, she also mentioned that a lot of women would be coming back to voice their opinion to this guy. So not only did she tell the cop that she was recording him because she was on social media and she had a lot of followers, but she then turned around and said that a lot of women would be returning just to mess with this guy. So not only did she do
right,
all that,
so that actually goes past that.
Oh my God, the cop!
Can we say criminal trespass if they step on his private property?
Well, you know, even
yeah, that was a threat right there.
Even if they don't step on his property at this point, if they just start driving by his house, that's harassment, man. He's got kids,
or it could be. Depending on how many times they do it, it could be stalking.
Well, she did say that she drives past the man's house every day and shoots him the bird and calls him a racist. I mean, she doesn't even know the guy because he's got a Trump poster out in his yard. He is a redneck racist. Talk about the definition of bigot.
Well, you know, apparently the girl doesn't even own a dictionary and knows what any of it means in the first place.
Yeah.
Well, because she's completely justified because she's triggered by that sign.
You know? We use this word. I don't like using the word racist. I use the word bigot for a reason.
Right.
That's the more appropriate word. Racist is a term that was created by Leon Trotsky. When the workers of the world didn't unite, they had the neo-Marxists from the Frankfurt School had this really brilliant idea to take every mental illness out there and rally those groups and calling them minority oppressed groups. Like, that's where you get the transgender and the the lesbian crowds and the gay crowd. And now they've become absorbed into the neo-Marxist workers of the world that are uniting. Oh, talk about mind.
Well, I've got one for you, Tom and John, and I'm getting ready to probably tick a lot of people off. I'm getting ready to tell some truth in the time of tyranny and treason, darling. The truth of the matter is, anybody who is an individual has a right to be a racist if they want to be.
You mean a bigot?
Serious. Okay? You've got a right to be a bigot if you want to be. That doesn't mean I have to associate with you, but guess what? You also have freedom of association and assembly. Oops. Darn, they keep forgetting that part of that First Amendment. So I have a right to associate with the people whom I want to associate with, whether it be this quote-unquote, all right, let's go back to the craziness. Remember Donald Trump? They tried that mainstream media kept going, well, are you going to denounce Dave Nukes? He said he's going to support you. You know what? I would have pissed everybody off because I would have said, heck yeah, I want his support. You know why? Going to be president over the racists and the non-racists. Thank you very much. I'm going to be president over every person in the United States of America, whether they like the other races or not, because I am for the whole of the people, not just one. So you're darn right I want their vote.
Wow.
See, I would have pissed everybody off. Don't you know it? I'm on a roll tonight, Tom. I'm on a watch tonight. I'm on full watch tonight, so... And you know what I mean by that. The nice way to say this to all of our people who are listeners, I'm telling you from my heart, I miss you. I am not just disappearing. I am on watchmen on the wall right now, and all I can say is this. You know, Jesus Christ, you have the shepherd over the sheep. And you have the watchdogs that watch over those sheep. And Amen. Those watchdogs watch so the flock can sleep. And Amen. That's what I will say. That's what I'm doing right now. So We'll leave it at that. I love you all. I have missed y'all.
Lori, how tall are you?
Me? I'm 4'11 and a half, baby.
4'11 and a half. And I'd like to compare you just for a moment to that little SJW nitwit. I'm sorry. Don't take offense to it. But that
no, you're good.
How this man chased me down. Well, you know what, honey? You know what? Not for anything, but all you social justice warrior nitwit idiots, gun control fanatics. You take any 4'11 woman with the Smith & Wesson on her side, and guess what that means? Equality, baby.
You got that right.
Yeah, because Lori, she may be 11, but she's 10 feet tall in character and wisdom.
There you go.
Oh. I don't let things happen. We'll put it that way.
I was blessed to be hanging out last night with the former Secretary of State, General Alexander Haig's granddaughter, right?
Oh,
Yeah, awesome. Her name's Sky. She's going to be coming on the show soon.
That'd be great.
Yeah, we're going to be doing it because, you know, Alexander Haig was one of the few generals and Secretary of States that he went to Reagan and he said, you know who these neocons are, right? Because Reagan had pulled a lot of neocons into his administration. And Alexander Haig went to Reagan and said, you know who these guys are? And Reagan's response to him was, I was watching an interview, Reagan's response was, well, I was a Democrat once. And Alexander Haig, you could see the look on his face that said, you know, well, these ain't Democrats, man. These are Trotskyites. You know,
right.
He knew who these people were. And I dare say that if they had listened to him then, I dare say that the George W. Bushes of the world, we might have been able to avoid the whole 9/11 fiasco and all of that coming. But anyway, we were talking last night, and I was going through some of her pictures, and I took one of the pictures of her shooting at the range, and I created a meme that, you know, gun control is hitting your target, not about disarming the people.
Absolutely. That is the only true gun control there is.
Yes, and we're going to be making that into a T-shirt, too. And I'm going to have the Secretary of State, General Alexander Haig's granddaughter, sign the first 10 T-shirts of her shooting at the range with this meme on it. And it's going to be going out. I'll let you guys know when it's ready. And we'll do a little raffle to raise money for the show. She's in support of the show. She's more of a libertarian. She takes the best of both worlds. So she's not like, you know, a hardcore anything. She's a common sense kind of gal, kind of like you are.
Oh, cool. I like that.
Yeah. Really cool. Wow. What an awesome person. She happens to be a neighbor and a friend now.
That is wonderful.
Yeah, man, I tell you, there's some good people that are in horse country. But anyway, you got anything to update us with tonight? Any reports, or you've been busy being a watchman on the wall there?
Well, I did. I have been very, very busy actually since the 25th, being a watchman on the wall. But did you see some of the congressional hearings? The new congressional hearings on Comey going back in.
I have been watching bits and pieces of them. We're going to be sharing them starting Monday.
Oh, they got ripped apart. Cheryl Mills was actually in there during the quote-unquote interrogation, which she was given immunity to. And they tried to claim it was for the laptop. Well, laptops don't go to jail, so it was her that got the immunity. But she was in there while Clinton, I guess, was supposed to be in there for the information and other things, and that's
right.
Kind of really a conflict. There was five people who were given immunity to quote-unquote tell what they knew, and yet they claim they didn't do nothing wrong. Well, wait a minute, you don't get immunity because you didn't do anything wrong. just saying. Just a little bit crazy there, and yet nobody's been charged. Nobody. And Cheryl Mills did have classified information on her computer.
Oops.
There was. Oh my gosh, it's been crazy. But I haven't been able to be on the internet and really digging and doing my research like I need to, because, you know, God first, then family, and community.
No, I hear you. I hear you.
You know, I can tell the audience later, not right now, but I can tell the audience later what we're discussing, and then they'll be, okay, well, now we understand. So, but, you know, God is good. He is
good. All the time.
And I will tell you this. I will tell you this. This is something that I can share. Out of the situation that I cannot share with our audience yet, one of the neighbors, a lady, has now told me she wants me to train her in how to handle a weapon, how to break it down, gun safety, how to use the weapon properly, arm yourself and properly carry as well. She made the comment. Yeah, she made the comment to me because I had told her probably about a year ago, I said, better to need it and not have it than have it. I mean, better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
That's right.
And so
you live in let's get this straight. You live in predominantly, from what I understand, a black neighborhood where you've made very good friends with the folks on your block.
You
were quite impressed with the little 4'11". What do they call you, Annie Oakley?
yeah, they've got a nickname for me. it's very mixed around here where I'm at. I'm not in some sheltered home with fence around it. I'm very much engaged with the community, she came and told me that after the other day.
Awesome.
She told me she wants. So I'm very proud of that, because the community is starting to really unite and come together.
I'd love to see them come together the right ways. Now, see, you know, I've been blasting Black Lives Matter, but in this community, the Puerto Rican and blacks that live in your community, these seem like this lady taking a first step to truly be interested in truly protecting, not just black lives, but all of the people in the community. But most importantly, mm-hmm. we know that the numbers of black-on-black crime is through the roof. It's insane. So what I really dig when I see something like this is somebody with the proper mindset that understands that there needs to be a line that's drawn, and you need to take back your own community. And mm-hmm. you know, instead of going and tearing down a commercial district or looting stores and protesting over thugs that get killed, to take that first step and to get training and to be responsible and to protect mm-hmm. your neighborhood, that is the mindset that we need to promote.
Mm-hmm. Right, and everybody around here, it used to be not everybody talked so much, but now we're pretty much like a big family. And whether it's Hispanic or black or white or even some Alaskan natives, you know, very, very multi race out here where I'm at, and we all have joined together in looking out for each other, you know, and so I'm being watchman on the wall tonight. That's all I can say.
Good. I'm glad when Marxism doesn't get a hold of these folks, and they don't start going.
No, I'm not one. Yeah.
Good for you.
And you know, I love my neighbors. I do. I love my neighbors.
Well, it's great to hear about a community coming together the way it actually is supposed to be.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, this community, the thing is, it's just probably about 4 years ago, was not the case. I mean, it was really really bad out here, and I used to conceal carry a lot, and then I was like, you know, no, I'm going to start open carrying because I'm not going to let them run our elderly out of this neighborhood. And I knocked on doors, and I told the elderly that I'm watching out for them, and we're not going to let it happen. The people who are coming into this neighborhood, because they're not the neighbors that are doing this, they're outsiders coming into the neighborhood doing it and that's stuff like that. And I told them, we're not going to let it happen. And I told the police, I said, hey, if I catch them in the act, I'm going to stop them, I'm going to duct tape them, I'm going to call you, and you can come pick them up.
You go.
You know.
Kind of so, blows that other feminist's argument about being a little girl that was chased down by the evil redneck kind of out of the water.
Well, yeah. And what kills me about people like that is they intentionally go over there to start mess.
Yep.
And are arrogant, just words that I can't even say over the air. And then they get terrified, per se. They're the victim, per se, because the person's going to run them off. Or actually, the reality is, what that man probably did is he was probably driving and following her, getting her plate, because he thought she was some damn lunatic that might come and rob his house.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, that's what I would have thought.
Well, that's what
you know, I'm like...
She made it sound like he chased her for a long time. Yeah, that was all bull. What he did was he got in his car and he took photographs of her license plate so that he had a record of who this psychopath was that keeps coming to his house every day, because he's got a family to protect, just like everyone else. He has the right to know. Somebody, you know, if somebody drives by and they give you the finger, that's one thing. But when she admitted that she had been there before and she came back again harassing him, that goes
well. And she wasn't just driving by either, Tom. She admitted to stopping in front of his house.
Yes.
So it's not like she just drove by and flipped him off. She was stopping in front of this man's house.
Yeah, and when the police asked why, she had to call to say, it's because he's a Trump supporter and he's supporting a xenophobic, racist... wait a minute. You're talking in one breath about exercising your right to free speech, and you're completely disrespecting his right to freedom of association.
Well, and freedom of speech.
Yeah.
The signs are in the yard.
I know, right? Well, look, you know...
I'd be like, you know what?
They can fish it all day long, but boy, they cannot take it.
No.
No. Like, you know, I would have had to have handed her a handkerchief and said, here, sweetheart, blow your nose. When you can grow up, you can come back. You know, I'm just that way, guys.
She was on her way to a school to pick up her child. That's what's really scary.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Kid. Can you imagine with the kid in the car on the way? She probably behaves the same way. Like a raving lunatic. Oh, yeah.
Well, I do want to tell you some exciting news.
We have Chris in Las Vegas on. Is Chris still with us?
You pull him on, because I want to pull something else up that's pretty exciting. I want you guys to hear this. Pull Chris up. Go ahead and talk.
Is he there?
Put in this paper.
Well, of course I am. And Lori, my mother always told me that it's better to have loved a short girl than never to have loved a tall.
Oh, that was so great. That was cool.
Oh, and I love your wit and your wonderful feminine perspective on life that adds so much to the conversation with such great levity, humor, and wit and astuteness. It's just really great.
She is a breath of fresh
air. Thank you.
I'm also glad that John came along to help you with your computer operations there and to write up your website and make it more user-friendly.
It's going to be great.
Thank you, Chris.
I can't wait.
I did note with particularity this social justice terrorist. and you mentioned Reagan earlier. Well, Ronald Reagan said that it's not that Democrats are not smart. It's just that everything they know is wrong.
Is wrong.
And I thought she was a perfect example of that. Did you hear the part where she stipulated that she was violently objecting?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
See, some things just amaze me. And, you know, I want to say this to the ladies that are listening out there. Please don't do things like that because you make ladies look bad.
I know, right?
We are highly intelligent, and I'm not saying that gentlemen are not, so don't take that and twist it.
You know what?
People.
They're not making ladies look bad. These are third-wave feminists. They are not in the majority. Although the mainstream would like you to think that they are not.
Oh, my gosh, guys. I'm telling you that I just, you know, sometimes... Sometimes some of the stuff you find, Tom, just make you can do nothing but smile and shake your head. You know, you're just like
Lori.
Oh,
you mentioned
yes.
You mentioned the House hearing on Wells Fargo and John Stump today. I've watched that for a couple of days, and he always says we will do everything possible to make it right. Well, my question is, who is he going to make it right for? For
yeah,
the
right.
board and the stockholders or the victim?
Right.
You know, and
right.
what is possible?
Right. Right. Absolutely. Let me tell y'all, I want to tell y'all something because I'm really proud of this.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm getting ready to toot the horn of a 13-year-old.
Oh, cool.
I'm not going to give a name because it's a 13-year-old. And, but I know this young man. I have helped to educate children as well by just engaging in conversation. So this young man goes to public school, and he sent me this. He sent me this assignment that he had, and I'm just gonna and I'm gonna read to you. And I'm so proud of this young man. Now, are you ready for this?
Oh, I'm ready.
Hispanic American young man. And the reason I want to say this is because I want the Hispanic community that's listening to pay attention. Uh-huh. Okay. Here's the description of what I'm going to read to you. This assignment was given to a 13-year-old eighth grader in an Ohio public school in an effort of what appears to brainwash children into thinking about guns in a vastly different way, as Eric Holder so famously said. And I will finish that after a word from our sponsors.
Yes, ma'am. We'll be right back. Resurrect Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Broadcast on RBN.
Well, all right. Now, Lori, you were saying before the break interrupted you.
Oh, yes, yes, absolutely. I'm very proud of this 13-year-old. And the reason that I'm bringing this up is I not only want to make people aware of what is going into the public school system, but I also want people to be aware that every minute that you take time one-on-one with a child, just explaining to them in general conversation about their unalienable rights, it does make a difference. It makes a huge difference. And here is what I'm going to let you know. I am also proud of the public school teacher, and I will tell you why. Because although when I read this assignment, although you can tell they wanted a different outcome, the teacher gave this child an A, which was highly impressive, especially in the day of today. Many teachers would have marked this paper wrong due to the type of answers that were given. So I want to give the teacher a kudos and the young man a kudos for knowing his facts and his rights, and for the teacher doing the right thing and refusing to follow political correctness agenda. And I want people to know that we can at least know that there are still some great teachers left in the public school system that refuse to go along with the grain, and children standing fearlessly for truth in the age where brainwashing, propaganda, and peer pressure are rampant within the public school system. So here is the assignment. New gun control law targets Chicago violence, by Aaron Smith. The governor of Illinois just signed a new gun control law to combat the sale of firearms in the bullet-ridden city of Chicago. Governor Bruce Rauner approved a law on Tuesday that imposes a stiff penalty on anyone without a gun owner identification card who brings a gun into the state of Illinois to sell. That crime is now a felony. It carries a prison sentence of 4 to 20 years or up to 30 years for repeat offenders, according to a spokeswoman for Senate Republican leader Christine Redondo, one of the bill's sponsors. Before this new law was passed, gun owners caught for the first time without the proper ID were charged with a misdemeanor and got less than a year. Repeat offenders would get up to 5 years. The governor and House Republican leader Jim Durkin made it clear that the law is aimed at reducing crime in Chicago. Durkin said that 425 people have been murdered with guns in Chicago so far this year, and another 2,320 have been wounded. The guns in about 60% of those crimes were purchased out of state, he said. The law is meant to cut down on straw purchasers who buy guns in states with loose laws and drive them into cities with tough gun control laws like Chicago and New York for resale. This flow of guns is known as the Iron Pipeline. The states surrounding New York City have relatively restrictive gun laws, and they're getting tougher all the time. Now that Virginia and Maryland have strengthened their laws, New York City gun runners drive all the way down I-95 to gun-friendly Georgia and Florida, or up to Maine to buy firearms for resale in the city. But Chicago has a much shorter iron pipeline. Illinois has relatively restrictive gun laws, but Indiana does not. And Chicago happens to be right on the Indiana border, so straw buyers don't have to travel far to bring illegal guns to the Windy City. Prosecutors in Chicago and New York say gangs get their guns from straw buyers. But gun advocates like National Shooting Sports Foundation, which represents the gun industry, downplay the problem of straw buyers. Now, here's the questions. Despite tough gun laws in the city of Chicago, there have been over 425 murders in that city this year. What do officials believe is a major part of this murder problem, and how do they plan on handling this problem? Now I'm going to read you this child's answers. A major part of this murder problem is because too many unlaw-abiding criminals are getting their hands on guns. They plan on handling it by banning guns, which will only make it worse because law-abiding citizens who own guns won't be able to protect themselves and others from criminals who don't listen to pieces of paper with a title, quote, gun control, unquote, and don't give a rip about what they can and can't do because of a piece of paper says and doesn't scare them. The text says, quote, a new gun control law that combats the sale of firearms, unquote. This means you can't sell or buy guns without an ID and background check, which is illegal and unlawful. Next question. Do you not feel that there is a gun problem in Springfield? Explain your answer with examples. I do feel that there is a problem because not enough people own guns to protect themselves and others due to them being scared of guns. Examples are unlaw-abiding criminals coming into your house and shooting up your family. Now, if you owned a gun, you could have stopped them without any family casualties. And he got an A.
Nice. Nice.
So is that not... That makes me smile. This is our future generation.
Yes, that does make me smile, too. And you know, I got a question. You know,
sure.
They've said that people should have a photo ID to go and vote, and that the demand for that is racist. But they can demand us have IDs to go and exercise our Second Amendment right.
Oh, wait, I've got one even better for you, Tom. You have to have a photo ID to get into the DNC or the RNC.
Well, there you go.
Because that's so much more important, right?
I love to hear when the youth are starting to wake up and smell the coffee. And I don't want to pee on your parade, but what I have coming up next, I'm going to warn you all. You're going to have to probably wrap your ribs when you're done, because as sad in one respect as this is, you have to hear how far gone this individual that holds my namesake, her last name is Stewart, Milo Stewart. I don't know if you're familiar with her on YouTube, but she's made a little bit of a splash lately. And the new term for patriarchy, because it's overtly Marxist, it's so Marxist that they're getting blasted every time they used, you know, patriarchy. So they've replaced the term patriarchy with subconscious bias. That's the new term for patriarchy. So the title of this video, the title of this, it was changed, and it was altered to subconscious biases and what to do about them. Please roll this clip and prepare to pee yourself.
Good morning, easily offended millennials. I hope you like my new background. I call this "My City is Experiencing Historic Flooding," and all of my valuables are on my bed in case my house floods, so I make do with what I can.
Cute and canny, more than just one out of many.
This video is going to include discussions about racism, and because I am white, none of these thoughts about racism in this video are my original thought. I accredit to most of the ideas that I have picked up from these two videos created by two very lovely black YouTubers, so go and check them out, please, because they're lovely and awesome, and like, why not? All white people are racist, all men are misogynistic, all cisgender people are transphobic, all members of a majority are biased against the members of the minority or oppressed group. In fact, most people are racist, misogynistic, transphobic, ableist, etc. I am racist, classist, ableist, and I probably contribute to many other systems of marginalization that I am not aware of. Words like racist, misogynistic, and transphobic are not insults, nor are they stereotypes or generalizations. Rather, they are facts about the way we are socialized in a Western society, and in most other societies. I talk mostly about Western societies because that is what I have the most experience with. Saying that we're all raised to believe that gender is defined by anatomy and chromosomes is not a stereotype. It's a fact about how we are raised. Even if you have liberal parents or teachers who teach you about gender identity, you still come into contact with the idea of biological gender through the media or through interactions with other people. Even if you are raised by open-minded people, you will still be psychologically affected by living in a society built on imperialism, which, by the way, it created cisnormativity and heteronormativity. A 2012 study, which I will link below, observed how white people empathize with black people less than we do with other white people, because our minds register their pain as being less severe than it actually is. We're raised to believe that black people
are lesser,
and that they're more likely to be dangerous to us, even though history has proved the opposite to be true. We're raised to believe that gender is based on biology, and that features that are typically associated with one sex are repulsive or shocking on the other binary gender, especially when it comes to transgender women. Beauty standards affect everyone's psychology, and cisnormative beauty standards are no exception. If you followed me this far, and you agree that all people are psychologically affected by marginalization, but you disagree with calling these biases racism or transphobia or misogyny, then there's really no point in arguing further. Once
okay,
the discussion
you can pause it right
boils
there.
Down.
There's really no point in arguing it any further.
Oh my gosh. Okay, without any surgical alterations, any of you males out there that has a baby, becomes impregnated without any kind of help from a doctor, let me know. We're going to become rich.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, because gender is a social construct. Tell that to the chickens that are out in my coop. You know, I'm sure that their social construct tells them that the males can lay eggs and that the hens can. Science is what it is. There are two genders, and then there is an abnormality, and it's very, very rare when some people are born with both sets of genitals, and that does happen very, very occasionally.
Yeah.
But it's a disorder. It's not the norm.
Yeah.
It's not a social construct. Do you hear the Marxism in this? It's just it's dripping with Frankfurt School.
What is she like? She sounds like she might be, 18 years old?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
She's had so much life experience that she needs to be educating others.
Yes.
Exactly.
Well, that's the majority of these social justice warriors are mostly very young. Because they know everything.
They're setting us.
Now, go ahead, John.
No, I was just saying, and it's their duty to set us straight, as you can tell by her tone and her attitude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and if you don't... And if you don't agree with her, there's no point in
arguing further.
So as you don't agree with her, the discussion is shut down.
Well, that's because she
What's
can't
amazing
handle
is
that
she,
discussion.
Oh,
she sounds so much like so many college professors do today.
Oh, yeah. And those college professors have been put there very cleverly. Over the course of very many years, they've been built up and put there by the likes of these tax-exempt foundations that pretty much hijacked academia and placed these nitwits in. They knew exactly what they were doing. You get a hold of a nation's youth, and when they're young, dumb, and impressionable, and you can program them, and then they think that they know everything, and everything that they've been taught is correct, and that everyone else is wrong, you can destroy a society. And you know, I have to say, Russia, they took down Russia pretty quick, but I have the reason I have hope for this union is because it has taken them far longer and they have tried a lot harder, and there are still people who are resisting and holding to the truth, and I have to say I'm a bit encouraged by that. Like the young man that you were telling me about just a little while ago.
Oh, he made me so proud. He sent it to me, you know, and he made me so proud because I was like, he picked up immediately on what they were trying to do. You know, but of course I share with them the real documents. You know, I give them documents. I'm like, hey, I don't care if you're 13, read it. You know, here's the CDC study. Here's the other study from out of Harvard. You know, here's this. Here's what Eric Holder said, you know. And so they soak it up like a sponge the younger that they are. And I'm just really proud of that. I really do miss our audience and everybody. I have so enjoyed being able to be on here tonight. We have really missed y'all. I'll be on more regularly probably next week. But I just want to let y'all know y'all are all in my heart. Y'all really are. I missed y'all so much.
Oh, we missed you too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Oh, and speaking of something, Tom, you brought up Russia, so let's go with that debate. Why in the world there was this huge, perfect opening when Hillary Clinton said, was trying to pin this Russia junk on Trump? Why did, see, I would have turned around and I would have said, yeah, let's speak about Russia. Let's speak about the donations from Russia to the Clinton Foundation, in which you did a backdoor deal with Uranium One and are stealing the resources out of Oregon and other places in the United States of America, selling off 20% of the uranium from the United States of America, backdooring into Russia. Let's talk about Russia.
Yeah.
Well, he had countless openings just like that, and he just didn't do it. He was too busy defending himself on a minuscule basis.
Yeah,
and see, every time when they would have opened that, oh my God, she'd have been fried. She'd have been fried.
Yeah,
you know,
a lot of missed opportunities.
Yeah, and you know, I would have personally enjoyed that debate, even if I wasn't running for president. I would like to debate her.
Oh, wouldn't it be fun?
Just get a teleprompter.
Well, teleprompter. Something that I forgot to mention tonight. I was going to run it earlier, and I didn't get a chance to. Gary Franchi from the Next News Network did a report that essentially said that there was an insider from inside the Clinton campaign who announced that Hillary had received the questions a week before the event and was prepared.
Oh, and I'm sure she did.
Yeah.
And I'm also sure the reason that they had to make her look so strong during that debate was because those hearings with Comey were going on at around the same time.
Yeah.
You know, Tom.
Yeah, and check this out. If you go back and you look at several other videos of Hillary in a similar context, you know, debate type situation, or just, you know, up talking like that, she normally doesn't have a lot of hand to face gestures or reflexes, if you will. I'm telling you, she was. What was the the host's name? What's his name?
Lester.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, Lester. Yeah. What's his name? Yeah.
But yeah, they were showing how she was signaling him, you know, at times to interrupt him or do this, you know, that we had planned or do that that we planned. I mean, some of these were just like baseball signals, you know. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Not only that, John. She had an earpiece.
Hold on a second. Go ahead.
Well, she had a bone phone or earpiece receiver or something else, so it was really at least a 3-on-1 tag team match, posed as one, kind of like the court systems where you've got the judge, the prosecutor, and the pretended offender all acting as separate parties, but they're all part of a tag team to take advantage and prey upon the poor victim they drag before the court in the concept of justicialis.
Yep.
See,
yep.
The smart way, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, the smart way to defeat that little earpiece, because they have to go by what they know is on their little script. So had he dethroned it and derailed it by something that he didn't put in there, well, I'm going to say something like this, if he would have said when she goes to national security and talking about cybersecurity, I've been like, how in the world are you going to talk about national security and cybersecurity when you can't even keep your own personal email secure? Okay, then what's that third party going to say? Oh, that's right. We remember how you're going to handle it. You're going to get that bleach bit. You're going to erase that crap. That's what you're going to do. See, that's how you handle that, because then those people who are talking in her ear go in panic mode, and they don't know what to do.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I don't know. Maybe I should have been the other female running against her. Just saying.
Oh, could you imagine? Oh, that was great.
Huh?
That would have been awesome. Oh, that would be great.
Oh, it would have been teleprompter free for sure. I don't need a teleprompter. Knowledge is power. If you have the knowledge, you have the power. And especially when you walk with Jesus.
Yes, ma'am.
Exactly.
You know, so I don't know. I just, that kind of blew my mind when I saw that. I'm like, how could you let that stump you? And I think somebody told him to hold back. I really do. I think somebody told him to hold back, to not appear like you're attacking women. Guess what? Women's rights. Everybody wants to scream these women's rights crap. I want to be treated equal. If you're going to dish it out like a man, be able to be willing to take
it like a man. You know how Hillary attacked Trump for his anti-woman this and that. I'm surprised that Trump didn't turn around and say, well, wasn't it you that tried to destroy all of the women that your husband had affairs with instead of going after your husband and setting him straight?
Well, not only that, accepted over $25 million from Saudi Arabia that beheads raped women.
He missed so many.
He had so many opportunities to bring that up.
Oh,
the hypocrisy.
I would have told her. You know what I would have said when she said, "My experience of 112 trips to foreign entities." I would have looked at her and said, "Clinton Foundation trips don't count, honey."
Excellent. Wow.
Oh, Trump should hire you.
Hey, I'll do it.
Wow.
Oh, I would do it. I would do it just for the chance to kick the Clintons in the ding ding.
Well, this might get to him because I think some of his people actually listened to the show. So,
well, I know that. That I do know. I hope that they're listening tonight, because what they should do is they should contact us, and they should have us do his responses for her at the next debate. Because I tell you what, if he were to not be so nice, like he said, well, there's a lot of things that I wanted to say. That it's kind of like you could tell that his campaign staff is telling him you need to tone it down a little bit and not be so mean. And,
right. But
and
won,
heck
right.
with that.
Right. And what won him his support was because he wasn't politically correct, and now they're trying to tame him down.
Yeah,
people of
man.
America are tired of the political correctness. We're tired of the bleach bit. We're tired of the Comeys covering up for the corruption. We're tired of the Fast and Furious people not getting held accountable because Obama puts it under seal. I'm sorry, we're done with the corruption. Tell it like it is. If you don't like it, get over it.
Gotta love her, man. Lori Anderson, God bless you.
I love you guys. Y'all have a wonderful and blessed night.
We're out of time, folks. ResurrectTheRepublic.com. We're relaunching really soon. We're going to be having t-shirts, and we're going to be having all of our research is going to be really neat and clean and easy and organized. Ken Dost is going to have a regular spot, and he's going to be hosting as well. And John Mesmer, thank you. Chris, thank you. God bless all of you tonight, and we'll see you next time. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And don't forget, everybody, watch your back
without
and
the
check
right
your facts.
Any guy can be whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.